The new harbor in Scow Bay isn't going to happen overnight, but votes by the Assembly represent some of the first steps toward potential there. Harbor Master Gloria Wallen said there's a lack of space to put larger boats in the existing harbors, and there's a chance for federal money.
There's opportunity out there coming from the Corps of Engineers, coming from our federal lobbyists that says be prepared that there'll be money for harbor development if they ever pass a congressional budget. So we're looking for a tool to explore some of these. We kind of have three things going, moving parts going out there in Scow Bay. And if we can get them onto one piece of paper that you are able to use as a tool as we move forward asking for funding, I think it would be a real advantage.
One of those moving parts that the borough's already been seeking money for is an improved and expanded boat haul-out and washdown facility. There's already been design work completed by the Petersburg Economic Development Council, but Wallen's also hoping for a new dredged harbor with mooring floats and another drive-down float, and the borough could incorporate new mooring space and upland facilities for the U.S. Coast Guard. That was an attractive part of the plan for Assemblymember Dave Kensinger, who brought up the Coast Guard's plans to replace its aging buoy tenders while reducing the numbers of those ships.
Where a lot of this proposal comes in at is trying to figure out what we can show to the Coast Guard that we have the facilities here and the willingness as a community to support one of these new buoy tenders.
Kensinger said these steps do not commit Petersburg to developing the area, but would show what's possible there.
If we want to have this community grow, if we want to be a place where people want to have large vessels, small vessels, if we want, we need to have a place for them to haul their vessels out, work on them, and moor them. This is, of anything that we can do in the community, this is the biggest economic development project that we can have.
The vote was unanimous to pay PND engineers up to $15,000 for a conceptual plan that would incorporate older designs for the boat haulout, a dredged mooring basin, breakwater, mooring floats, drive-down float, and Coast Guard facilities. The engineers would bring that to the Coast Guard and modify it if needed. The borough would have to pay the engineering firm more money for cost estimates and future public meetings on the conceptual plan. Boat hauling business owner John Mergus leases land for his business at Scow Bay. He asked the Assembly to involve the Harbor Board in developing the scope of any conceptual plan. Mergus noted the board approved a plan for Scow Bay 5 years ago, but said things have changed since then.
In the past 5 years alone, there have been over 500 large vessel hauls with hydraulic trailers at Scow Bay and extreme knowledge gained. When I look at the topics P&D proposes to address in its proposal, I see some big gaps that I know the Harbor Board members would also want to address.
Local voters in 2017 approved spending $500,000 for a Scow Bay haulout, but the rest of the funding's yet to be secured for constructing that. The Assembly also voted 7-0 Monday to allow the borough to seek help from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for investigating possibilities for dredging a mooring basin and building a breakwater in Scow Bay. Harbor Master Wallen told the Assembly the Corps is looking for projects it could help fund.
If they'll come in and put a basin in and a breakwater in, that's a big piece to that Scow Bay puzzle that would really kick the can down the road of development out there.
The local government is already partnering with the Corps on dredging plan for South Harbor. The federal agency took a cursory look at development of a Scow Bay site in its review for the South Harbor work. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.